Well, after months of uncertainty, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced today that the Huntington Theater Company has a new home. It happens to be its current home at 264 Huntington Avenue.
The Huntington is going to gain exclusive control of this historic theater where it's been for over three decades. Something that's a little different. That's a very good thing.
Today's announcement comes after Boston University sold the building in March for $25 million to a Boston-area developer. Before the sale, BU had owned the 890-seat theater for 62 years and allowed the Huntington Theater Company to use the space rent-free for the past 34 years. Well, joining us now from the BU Theater is Michael Masso, Managing Director of the Huntington Theater Company. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Magna.
So first of all, give us a few more details of the deal today.
Well, the basic outline of this deal is that Huntington will get control of this theater. We will renovate the main theater. We will provide a lot of support services in a wing that's to the west of the theater, and we'll be able to expand our lobbies and public spaces into part of the building that the developer is going to build on the east side of the theater.
I see. And you said at today's announcement that the Huntington will have to raise over $60 million, though, to make this work. Is that going to be possible?
Well, of course it's possible. I think in this community and with the kind of support that we have, it doesn't mean that it's easy, but this is a priority for us, for our board, for our donors, and I think for this community. It's the opportunity to really provide this cultural asset on a permanent basis for generations to come in Boston.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to be one to say that you can't do it, but for a little bit of a context here, you led the capital campaign for the Calderwood, right, which opened back in 2004. And also the Huntington's capital campaign had raised $24 million for that. So this is roughly three times as much that you're going to have to raise.
We'll have to raise more. It's 15 years later, and the need is greater.
Yeah.
But it's certainly not... something that I think is out of the reach for Boston, and in a land where in a city where the MFA's campaign closed at over $500 million, where 15 years ago the ICA raised over $60 million for its first capital campaign for that building after not having any previous record of capital campaigning. There's really enormous support for the arts. And mostly, we know from talking to people over the last 6 months, the people who have been concerned that the services that the Huntington provides to 200,000 people a year could be severely curtailed if we weren't able to retain the space.
Mm-hmm.
There's enormous amount of interest in making sure that we get to retain this building and that we do the renovation work that's really necessary.
Right. And in fact, to that point, Peter Dubois, the artistic director at the Huntington today, said that now the Huntington can explore additional programming and partnerships throughout the year. So do you have a sense as to sort of directions that the company might go?
Well, I mean, you raised a really good analogy when you pointed to our history at the Calderwood. We entered into our path at the Calderwood knowing that we had to raise money more than we'd ever done before, and knowing that what we were being given the opportunity to do was not just create a space where we would produce plays, but where we would also open up a first-class facility to dozens of other companies that, as you know, are in great need of first-class facilities in this city. And so similarly, we think that, of course, we will have some greater flexibility on programming so that we can respond to artist schedules, for example, in a way that's difficult for us in the current shared facility structure. But also, we'll be able to reach out to those who will be great partners. We think we'll do more presenting. We might expand the disciplines that we present in this theater, but also that we'll work with institutional partners who will have an opportunity to fill up some of that year as well.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to use the Calderwood model, which has been enormously successful in creating a space which is as much the hub of this neighborhood as the Calderwood Pavilion is the hub of the South End.
Yeah. And, you know, finally, Michael, I just want to ask you a question about how the importance of artistic institutions like the Huntington Theater Company for the city of Boston, because, you know, earlier in the program, we talked with a member from Boston Public Schools about the terrible shooting that happened at the Jeremiah Burke High School yesterday. And in fact, today, when Mayor Walsh was announcing that the Huntington was going to be able to stay at 264 Huntington Avenue, I mean, he mentioned the shooting death of Raekwon Brown, the young student at the Burke, and he said that it's places like the Huntington Theater Company that are going to continue to be vital in providing arts opportunities for young people all over the city. So essentially, you know, like the city comes together, young, old, regardless of neighborhood, through the arts. And he felt important to mention that today. And I was just wondering, you know, what your reaction was to that and what it means to the Huntington.
Well, I think it's very appropriate and central to what we do. In addition to the services we provide to adults, we provide services to 33,000 young people a year. We have formal partnerships with Boston City Schools, public schools, and, for example, since its founding, the Codman Academy Charter Public School, where we've had a profound relationship for its entire life. We believe that a theater is a central player in making a city livable, viable, and really a community.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are a place where people come together and put aside their differences and learn about other people. And we serve young people. We serve every neighborhood in Boston. We serve every income group. We want to be a place which is a healing spot for this city.
Right. And now the Huntington has some stability because it gets to stay at its current and historic home. Michael Masso, Managing Director at the Huntington Theater Company, thank you so much for talking with us.
I really appreciate it.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.